never going to be you, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You don't need them to be. You need them to be the best at what they do, yeah. right? And so, you know, there's a lot of companies that hold themselves back as soon as they realize that they can't do any more personally. They don't bring in people in their weaknesses to say, you know what, I'm really, really vested in sales and marketing, but I'm not the best at sales and marketing.
Yeah.
I know what it should look like. I know what numbers we need to hit, but I need to go find somebody that's a better seller than me. I need to go find a better marketer than me. I need to go find a better operator, a better leader, a better mentor to our people, whatever that is, and say, how do I bring that person in to accelerate the company's growth? Because I can't do it all. And then they don't make the transition from, I guess I use music as an analogy. They never make the transition from being the head violinist in their company to being the conductor.
Yeah.
And you have to realize that until you're willing to put the violin down, you will never be the one that knows how to conduct the whole orchestra.
And sometimes that's hard.
So hard.
I mean, as someone who is a perfectionist, sometimes I see, I mean, I use my husband as an example, him doing something, him cleaning, and I know that I can do it better, but I don't have the time to, you know, if we're cleaning the house together, I don't have the time to sit there and just teach him how to do it or to just monitor every move. And sometimes it's hard to just be like, you made a mistake, that's okay. And to move on and let him be able to do things.
That's why I just pay people to clean that. That way she can't judge me on it.
Well, it is extremely hard. And I think that's where a lot of people make a mistake is they stop trying. It's going to be hard every single time. It's going to be hard to give up being the person that closes the big accounts. It's going to be hard to give up the person that monitors the operating expenses.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to give up every single one of those things. And you will expect perfection and be let down almost every single time. But the reality is if somebody can do it 90% as good as you, and you can focus on bringing in things that are going to grow the company. Mm-hmm. If you have everything operating at 90% without you, it's better than one or two things operating at 100% with you.
Yes. Yeah, that makes sense.
Doing the things that only you can do it should be the priority. So, but then once you realize that your job is actually to be the conductor, then you can actually try to step back and see how everything actually sounds.
Yeah.
Because you can see, okay, I know where sales and marketing should be, the violinists or whatever. I know where that should be. Let me make sure that it's on track, or let me teach, develop, train, and add value to that. And then you know what? They're not really jiving well with the operational side of things. That might be whatever your brass section. And let's develop this brass section and actually probably educate them on what the violinists are doing a little bit so they know how it should sound together. And you spend time doing that when you zoom out a little bit to see the perspective of the whole thing, and you end up making a bunch of really nice music.